just love the Lord and praise the Lord. I tell you, that man was always praising God. And he would tell you himself he had an awful temper. He told me one day that his stepmother was trying to fatten him up, you know, after he got healed. And she'd keep, "Oh, Yossi, you can eat that yet." And she'd pile stuff on his plate. And one day, he said, "I just blew my top. Here I was, baptized in the Holy Ghost, following the Lord, and I blew my top." You know what he did? He said, "I got down right in the kitchen there, my chair, and I said, 'God, if you can't take this thing from me, strike me dead. I don't want to live with this temper.'" That's the way he dealt with it. He meant business. And you know, he got to be I never saw anything like it, really. The great transformation. The love of God that just emanated from him everywhere he went. And he telling us one day, "I never tell a joke. I don't have to. I have more joy than all you fellas." And they kept saying, "Yeah, but your sons tell jokes." "Yeah," he said, "they didn't get that from their dad. They got that from you guys." And you know, he'd laugh, and then he'd laugh. "I got more joy than any of you here." And every once in a while, he'd call me up when my uncle had gone and I was in the church. "You're still preaching love?" You know, I'd say, "Yes, I preach love." "You know why you don't preach love? You haven't got any." Now, I appreciated that. "That's why you don't do it. You preach divine healing? You still preach that?" I don't know if I hemmed or hawed there. I got it from him, though, boy. But it was such a loving ministry. I had a couple that were fighting, young people, quarreling. I don't know. You know, life is too short for that. It is, really. They spend it fighting one another. And they were really in a tough case. So they came to see Brother Wannenmacher. And, you know, in 2 minutes, I don't know, 3 minutes maybe, I was not in the room, but we have these panels in oval glass you can look in. They were on their knees praying. I said, "Here, I've been talking to them for again and again, and I never accomplished that." But he had them on their knees in no time, praying together for God to come to them. And it's because he had it. He had found it. It was real. And so I was privileged as a young fellow to meet these people. And that, of course, leaves me with a responsibility. My uncle was a man like that too. And you know, you see these things, you realize what God can do. And it makes you realize that you need him too. He's got the same thing for you, and he wants you to have it, and he wants you to experience it and to preach it, and not only preach it, my boy, we can preach it, I tell you. But you know, that isn't it. You have to live it. You have to experience it, taste it, see that the Lord is good. Some guy was in Europe holding a lecture about God, and there was no God and all this business, and some Swiss farmer came up to the platform, pulled an orange out of his pocket, peeled it, ate it, and he looked at that fellow. "How did it taste?" He said, "I don't know. You're the one that ate it." Well, he said, that's your problem. You never tasted to see how good God is, never. And now you're talking against him. You don't know anything about him. We had these, you know, the Swiss are great guys. Another one. If there is a God in heaven, let him come and strike me. And a Swiss farmer came up there. He said, do you think God would stoop down here to strike you? I'll do it for him. And he gave that guy a whack. You know. Yeah, we can talk a lot, but you have to experience it. You have to know it. Yes. And know what you're talking about. And it has to be real. And that's why I like, don't you know? Don't you know? You ought to know better. You ought to know that. You talk about it, but do you really know it? And I think that's one thing that we have to take to heart, too. God wants us to know.
Yes, Lord.
He wants us to experience and speak from that experience that we know Christ dwelling within. Do you know that Christ lives in you?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Why, sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, let him live in you. That's the thing. Let him be the one. And God has in mercy in these meetings has been leading us on. I feel that, don't you?
Yes.
I certainly...
Thank you, Lord.
I've been surprised here how the Lord has come and has led us on. And so I just thought of this. It came to me tonight. Don't you know? There's so much, and we can go on until that truth grips us and our whole life is changed by it. And it ought to be so in us.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Christ liveth in me.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
he does. What a salvation. Hallelujah. There's a song in our book. It's called Exalt His Name Together. Can we sing that, Jeff?
Number 43. Let's stand as we sing. Try to reach those high notes.
Exalt His name together. Deliverance is nigh. Amen.
Take your seats on the last verse.
The morning stars did praise him before all time began. Angelic choirs worshipped at birth the Son of Man. And through the endless ages his name
Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, forgive me if I sin, for very love thy sacred name a thousand times a day.
Number 28 in our camp booklets. Number 28.
Thy grace.
Hallelujah.